Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri and this week's message is Help My Unbelief. Have you ever questioned your beliefs? Have you ever doubted God's existence? Have you ever, like so many others, questioned how there can be so much evil in the world if God truly exists? There are many deep and profound questions of life. There are mysteries for which we don't have answers. In their confusion, many of God's chosen people missed the signs that had been foretold in the Old Testament when the Savior finally came. Now, during Advent, let's ask God to strengthen our belief so that we don't miss the signs of our time. Please listen to more. The early Jews longed for their Messiah, but when he finally appeared, their unbelief caused them to reject Jesus and eventually crucify him. As Christians and followers of Jesus Christ, we know Jesus to be the Messiah, the Son of God. Yet even after we profess our faith in Jesus, it is not unusual to experience periods of doubt. Our humanness cries out for facts. We desire proof. Yet all we have is faith, and at times our faith can wane. So much about God remains a mystery. The Latin term, mysterium fidei, or mystery of faith, is defined to mean a mystery hidden in God which can never be known unless revealed by God. Our faith is shrouded in mystery. Much of what we believe still awaits disclosure or interpretation by God. Sometimes this mystery can weigh us down and cause us to have doubts. Have you ever asked God for more tangible signs of His existence? We might find comfort in the words Jesus spoke to Thomas when Thomas doubted Jesus' resurrection. In John 20, verse 29, we read this. Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." I am reminded of all the many signs and promises that God gave His chosen people in the Old Testament, and still they lacked faith and failed to recognize Jesus as their long-awaited Savior. In Genesis 3, verse 15, they are told that from the offspring of a woman will come one who will crush the head of the serpent. In Genesis 12:3, they are told that from Abraham an offspring will come that will bless all nations. In 2 Samuel 7, verse 16, the people learn that their future king will come from the house of David and his reign will last forever. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, is revealed that the Savior will be born of a virgin. In Micah 5, verse 1, the Jewish people learn that their future ruler will be born in Bethlehem. In Zechariah 9, verses 9 to 10, the people discover that their king will one day ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. Finally, in Isaiah 53, verse 5, they learn that the servant of the Lord will be pierced for their transgression and crushed by their iniquities. Even though God gave His people all of these signs, when these prophecies were finally fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the people were still filled with unbelief. Last week, a Fourth Day Letter reader named Bob posted a reply on my website, and in his remarks, he mentioned a song, "Show Me the Way," by the music group Styx. I was unfamiliar with that song, but once I listened to it, I was moved to include some of its lyrics in today's message. "Show me the way. Every night I say a prayer in hopes that there's a heaven. But every day I'm more confused as saints turn into sinners. All the heroes and legends I knew as a child have fallen to idols of clay, and I feel an empty place inside, so afraid that I've lost my faith. Show me the way, show me the way. Bring me tonight to the mountain and take my confusion away, and show me the way. Periods of doubt are part and parcel of our journey of faith. As we continue on in this Advent season, let's pray for a richer and deeper faith. Take a moment to reflect on this exchange between Jesus and the father of a boy who was possessed by a demon. Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." We read this in Mark 9, verses 22 to 23. If this past year has brought you loss, grief, disappointment, heartache, loneliness, or disillusionment, and you are making your way through a dark time in life and experiencing some doubts, join with me in prayer during this Advent season as we pray these words. Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.